Hello everyone, welcome to the second series of podcast on pharma healthcare. Last podcast we talked about pricing regulations, and today we are going to discuss something very interesting which entire healthcare, especially the medical device sector, is really concerned about, and that is product liability. Now, medical device sector in a pharma sector is a product driven, and the challenge that is that the products are used or consumed by human beings. So the possibility of anything going wrong with the consumption or the usage of these products can have significant ramifications and implications. So today we are going to discuss in part A what exactly the product liabilities are, what are the new developments. So Varsha, I want to start with you. We have seen a lot of new regimes and old regimes, and we have consumer protection law, which really regulates the consumer behavior as well as the problems that can happen with products. So can you just tell us about what has changed between the old and the new regime of consumer protection law?
Yeah, thank you, Dr. Milind. So for background, recently in 2019, India, essentially the legal regime for consumer protection in India underwent a major revamp, and a new law was introduced in place of an age-old law which had been existing for almost 30 years. And the most important factor with respect to this new law is that it moved towards a product liability regime as opposed to the previous regime, which was more focused on like the service sector. And product liability regime, again, under the 2019 law, demarcates the liability between the manufacturer, the seller, as well as a service provider. So in terms of how each of these three categories of parties can become liable is that a manufacturer is liable to the extent of a defect in the product which is produced by them, or a deviation from a legal standard that could be applicable to them. Whereas a seller is liable for the warranty conditions that are associated with selling the product, as well as for any assembly or any design-related features that the seller might have control on. And lastly, the service provider is liable to the extent of the service which is provided by them. And to this extent, again, anything related to the product per se, which is supplied by the manufacturer or the seller, does not fall under the purview of a service provider's liability. So essentially, the Consumer Protection Act also provides for different defenses which each of these parties could avail. And these defenses are again demarcated between the three parties. And in addition to the product liability regime, something that we do need to keep in mind is that the Consumer Protection Act has introduced a new watchdog, a regulatory authority which is known as the Central Consumer Protection Authority, or CCPA. And the CCPA can also undertake and initiate suo motu action and investigations in relation to any violations of the general consumer protection law. And separately, the Consumer Protection Act also places emphasis on unfair trade practices and also false and misleading advertising, which was there under the previous regime, but there's greater emphasis and there are higher penalties associated with the violations with respect to these elements under the new law. And again, lastly, another major change that the new regime has introduced is providing specific provisions with respect to product recall. This is something that becomes applicable to a manufacturer of the product again. And this has been, you know, included as a statutory remedy under the new regime now.
And thank you, Varsha. I think a lot of things have changed and are changing. And you mentioned a new regulatory agency, that is CCPA. So, Ishika, I just want to understand from you that I feel, and I think you all would agree, that the industry needs to be aware of this new agency, that is CCPA. So how do you see the actions that are playing out here, and what should companies be aware of or keep in mind while doing business in India?
Sure. So the Central Consumer Protection Authority, or the CCPA, which has been established under the new regime, as Varsha mentioned, is actually one of the most significant changes that has been brought about. While there is still a redressal mechanism under the Consumer Protection Act 2019, under which complainants who are, like individuals who are aggrieved, can approach the mechanism, the consumer forums, the Central Consumer Protection Authority looks into the rights of consumers as a class, which is something that the previous law did not do. So the the CCPA has been set up as a watchdog for consumer rights, and since its inception in 2020, has been quite active on the misleading advertisements front. Another aspect that has powers to look into and is slowly starting to be more vigilant about is protecting consumers from hazardous goods. The Central Consumer Protection Authority can issue safety notices if it comes to their notice that a product in the market may have detrimental impacts on consumers. If post an investigation, it finds that the product is indeed dangerous, it can even issue a full-fledged recall of the product from the market. So far, we have seen the CCPA take action against pressure cookers that do not conform to the standards, the safety standards that have been laid down under Indian law. And it's possible that they may also start proactively looking into medical devices.
So I think, Ishika, what you mentioned, that the CCPA has been conferred with significant powers under new regime, and anyone ability to take slow motor action is something big that industry needs to be aware of. And what comes out is that industry needs to be careful that they don't intend, that industry should comply with the provisions so that the notices and actions that do not happen from this authority. Is it possible that, can you just, so many things the industries need to do that you just mentioned, but you have to curate and say two or three important things that industries must keep in mind, what would they be?
So one, be aware of what the safety standards that apply to your products are. If there is something that has been prescribed under the law, so for instance, if there are standards that have been issued by the Bureau of Indian Standards, make sure that you adhere to it, because failing to do so would render your product unsafe. And secondly, if there is an order that's passed against you, it's vital that you comply with it, because the penalties are quite harsh. That you can be fined up to 20 lakhs and can also face imprisonment.
That's huge, I think. So what looks like that, is it purely from product liability point of view, doors becoming very tough for industry to open? So, Darren, I think from your experience, I just want to understand from you that for foreign manufacturers, because when it comes to product and we talk more of pharma and healthcare, there's a significant penetration of foreign manufacturers who are looking at launching their products in India. And from what Ishika and Varsha mentioned, it's not going to be a cakewalk for them. It's going to be a lot of compliances they need to follow, a lot of things they need to keep in mind. So I see a lot of challenges which foreign manufacturers are likely to face under new regime. Can you just throw some light on that?
So I agree. So first of all, the primary challenge for a foreign manufacturer that does not have presence in India, especially in regulated spaces, is going to be the fact that by law, you do require an importer on record in order to bring the product into India. So there itself, you need to have to tie up with an Indian partner in order to bring your products into the country. So that in itself is creating an additional layer in terms of getting your product out to the market. And this is different, obviously, from some other jurisdictions where it is possible for a majority of products to be directly shipped to customers. Now, specifically getting into medical devices as well as pharmaceuticals, obviously in these cases, you do need to have an import on record. The question that comes up then is if the importer who ultimately will either pass on the products to another distributor or to a retailer, or if they are directly selling to customers, if they add on to, let's say, the warranties or the guarantees that are being made to the product. And this is obviously outside of the control of the manufacturer situated outside of India. The question then becomes if there is, obviously, because of these additional guarantees and warranties that are made, which are not made directly by the manufacturer, and if they are not being met, where does the action lie? So technically, there is recourse within the consumer protection law itself, whereby the law requires that where it is not possible to reach the manufacturer situated outside of India, then in that case, the product seller becomes the responsible party in the event of a product liability claim. Now, effectively, that gives you a closed loop whereby it becomes impractical for the importer itself to be making any kind of additional guarantees or warranties or making claims beyond what the product is capable of. But of course, it is still a possibility somewhere down the trade channel as well. Now, it also means that for foreign manufacturers, there is a lot of documentation that they need to get into with respect to their importers on record, as well as with the downstream channel through the importers. And here, because of the liability that I talked about earlier in terms of the importer stepping into the shoes of the manufacturer because of the fact that the manufacturer is sitting abroad, the indemnity provisions are going to be tricky to negotiate, because the importers will want to make sure that they are protected to the fullest extent. So these points, especially from the perspective of what is covered and what is not covered from a product liability action, needs to be considered while entering into these kinds of documentation with various partners in India.
I think very, very well put. You know, it is said that especially when you think of doing business in India, what appears easy may not be easy but difficult, but what appears difficult may not be difficult but easy. I think what is required is to navigate through the regulations and law within the four walls, of course, comply with them, and do a strategic thinking and strategic planning to have business India when it comes to launching your products, especially in healthcare and medical device sector. So friends, what we just discussed in last 15 minutes was just how generally the product liability regime has changed in India. And in the next podcast, we will discuss specifics with reference to medical device and healthcare sector. Thank you very much.